Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you chose to join us tonight. We have a very passionate guest. The topic tonight is three secrets to detoxifying the body and balance the hormones. And our guest tonight is Dr. Sandra Bivacqua. We're going to bring her on in just a minute. But before we jump into the detoxing and balancing of the hormones of your body, which is so important in giving your body a sense of vitality and let it be a vibrant source of life force energy for you, I wanted to just talk a little bit about karma and the other side of karma, because there's just oceans of spiritual teachers out there, as there needs to be, that are talking about healing the past and somatic journeys and overcoming trauma of the body. And that's really, really, really important stuff. It's very valid, and we have that on the show because it's very much needed in our society, in our culture. But damn, on the other side of that is you as a divine persona. We all have that divine consciousness within us. We are all of our consciousness. I'm generating this sentence right here. And what makes that possible for me to do is divine consciousness in my persona. All thought is a projection of one consciousness, uno. We are all a personification of the one mind of the divine. However you want to visualize that works perfect. And when you get on the other side of karma, and that's a simple sentence, but it can be a bit of a journey, because our collective consciousness, for eons of time, we've been loading up our subconscious like flipping freight trains with this subconscious dogma that we're all coming out of now. But when you, there's a kind of a teeter-totter tipping point, if you will, as you scrub your persona, there's a point when there's an end to surrender. There's an end to the cleanse, if you will, where your ego starts to see that you are indeed divine, that this point of presence is point of divine consciousness in your persona now has been there for flipping ever and will continue to be there forevermore. You didn't have an ego when you were born. The family that brought you up taught you what symbols were and taught you what the symbols meant. And then you took on an ego and started processing all the symbols your eyes and ears show you and whatnot. But that divine consciousness, that spark of divine light in you, has such a passionate, unconditional love for you, no matter what your story is. And once your ego can get a little bit of a taste of that and not be so damn scared of it, it's like you wake up from a dream and you're on a stagecoach and you got the reins from the horses and they're hauling ass and every rein of that goes out to the horse that's tugging on your hands is a karmic propensity from your past. And after a while, you're like, okay, I let go of one rein, and your life opens up more and the vision of your life expands. You let go of another rein, and your ego's going, damn, I'm losing control of these horses. I can't let go. But every time you do let go, your life expands. After a while, it's like, you know, screw it, and you throw the horses. You throw the reins down on the galloping horses and you pull out the six shooters and say, what the hell? I'm going to trust this thing called life. And I'm just going to say yes from now on to whatever the hell my heart, my soul tell me. When you get past that karma to the point where you trust it in the moment now and now and now forevermore, damn, the vision of your life becomes so juicy. And that's heaven on earth. When you have unconditional love, love without cause or merit or motivation for yourself and others, You are personifying heaven on earth. It's not going to come in the future. The only time we're going to experience heaven or hell is now. What the hell am I talking about, heaven and hell, when the show is about detoxifying your body? Because what I really like about Dr. Sandy's message is she's very passionate about getting you connected with yourself. And I think we need to jump into this episode so we have enough time to go through this material. Dr. Sandy is a PhD in molecular and cellular biology with additional expertise in genetic engineering, nutrition, and human biology. She's a women's health expert specializing in blood chemistry analysis, detoxification, hormone balancing, and nutrition. She has lectured nationally and internationally on a variety of topics, including detoxification of the human body, and she loves taking groups of clients on an annual spring detoxification retreat in Southern California. Dr. Sandy's also a best-selling author on Amazon. Join me in welcoming Dr. Sandy to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Les. I'm very happy to be here.
I really like this topic about detoxifying our bodies and getting our hormones straightened out, because how we feel in our body reflects how we feel about our life. So, I mean, what brought you to this on this journey where you've come to the point of honing in on detoxification and hormone balancing?
Well, that's a big topic that you've just brought up, and you know, first of all, I'd like to lay a little bit of groundwork with everyone. I mean, we know that there's more and more of an experiment going on with all life on Earth. It used to be maybe 50 years ago that 50 new chemicals were being released into our food, water, and atmosphere for some application or another. And that's, but there were brand new chemicals being added to the others that were coming out. Now it's over 2,200 chemicals every year. Brand new chemicals are being created and we're being exposed to them. And these chemicals are, I mean, it used to be that we thought toxic exposures happened accidentally. There was exposure at work or radiation, perhaps accidental or medical procedure, or children eating lead-based paint, you know, that sort of thing, overdosing of medication, living in older homes, living near a toxic waste dump, but accidental. But this is no longer true. In the last few decades, and through individual testing, I know personally and professionally, you know, scientifically, that we find that everyone has significant either heavy metal or environmental toxin or both present in their body, and that at least 95% of the population has at least one toxic overload, something, at least one thing, if not many, many toxins in their body are way over the top of what should be. I'm not just saying high, I'm saying over-the-top disease-causing, this needs to be handled right now kind of a problem. And especially in our children. Our children process more air, water, and food per pound of body weight than adults do. And so and they have very immature detoxification processes in their body. So the kids are unbelievably toxic. It's stunning to me that we're not all dropping like flies, really. I think we humans are tough as nails. However, all this toxicity in the body can really affect our mind, our spirit, our psyche, the movement of energy through our body. If, you know, people find themselves struggling to be able to get their work done and really get to that plane that they want to get to, really function with loving energy coming through them, and yet if your body is toxic, it's very tough to get there. So you mentioned about hormones. We have a lot of different chemicals we're being exposed to, but there are chemicals that are what we call endocrine disruptors. And endocrine disruptors, actually, the World Health Organization put out a statement, and what they said was that endocrine disruptors are now a global threat. That is a very, very strong statement. And what that means is that there's so much out there that's affecting our species in a very big way. Not just our species, but many other species as well, all life.
Sure.
And those common endocrine disruptors, and some of them everybody's going to know about, like the BPA that's in plastic, that's a really good one, and that's going to be in your food and drink containers, bottle cap liners, like the lining inside of canned food, baby bottles, dental sealants, flame retardants, plastic wrap, and that's an issue. And then the soft plastics have something in it called phthalates, and that's what is added to the plastic to make them softer and more flexible, and it gives them more extended staying power. And that's found in plastic bags and food packaging, you know, some of the water bottles that are softer, are detergents, children's toys, shower curtains, shampoo, perfumes, hairspray, that sort of thing, IV tubing, all the tubing that's in the hospitals, and glues, ink, and definitely pesticides have phthalates in it. And we have parabens that are used as a preservative, and there you find them in cosmetics and food and pharmaceutical products mostly. And we don't know for certain that parabens are a carcinogen yet, but we find a lot of parabens in the actual tumors. So tumors are growing, and the concentration of parabens is very high, so we're thinking that parabens might have something to do with causing, especially the reproductive-type cancers, reproductive tissues like breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and prostate cancer. And then there's dioxin, which dioxin you would think is one thing, but it's actually a class of over 100 chemicals. And these are highly persistent in the environment. They don't break down. And so dioxins are either an unintentional byproduct of many industrial processes, those that involve chlorine, such as like incineration, chemical and pesticide manufacturing, and paper bleaching, when they make the paper pulp, that will produce dioxins. And this is a huge issue. I don't think anyone is being tested that doesn't have a dioxin load in their body. And, of course, all the pesticides and herbicides are acting as endocrine disruptors, heavy metals, and many classes of other what they call POPs, persistent organic pollutants. And these are chemicals that store inside of our fat. They're in animal fat, and we find them in dairy products, meat, fish, human breast milk, flame retardants. They're in our homes, like in carpets and mattresses and TVs and computers. And that's a big problem. And we're still finding a lot of PCBs in people. And that's another one of those POPs, very persistent. It doesn't break down. And they've been banned in this country from being placed into any new products since 1976. But the amount that we're seeing in people has increased because it's not banned in other countries. So we're getting it. We actually were the biggest producers of PCBs. We sell it to other countries, and their products come back into our hands, and we're either, you know, we're taking it in. You find it in adhesives, inks, paints, dyes, and certain types of plastics. So all of these are affecting our hormones. And our hormones control how we think, how we interact with each other, our decision-making, and of course, our fertility. 37% of our young couples are now infertile, and that number goes up every year, and that's stunning. We're talking healthy individuals cannot have children, and it's very likely due to the load of endocrine disruptors that is constantly increasing in the environment. So it's a big deal. It's a really, really big deal. I hope that.
No, yeah. You laid it out. When you when you work with clients with when they come in, and I mean, what are some of the elements that you see as a result of this toxification, and what are they coming to you with as far as symptoms?
Okay, so here's the symptoms, everybody, and I'll go through it not terribly fast, but hopefully you can always listen again. If you're feeling fatigue, cravings, sugar cravings or other cravings, water retention, an addiction to caffeine, having trouble losing weight or having weight gain, these are all indicating toxicity issue, but possibly having to do with hormones, okay? Poor digestion, bloating, gas, heartburn, constipation, diarrhea. A toxic body sometimes will get so toxic it'll produce foul-smelling stools. A person will have bad breath. They may have muscle aches, joint pain. There's going to be mood problems, perhaps, fluid retention, difficulty concentrating, headaches, migraines. Now we're getting into more of the hormonal type symptoms, so more PMS-y for the ladies that are having their cycles. And even some ladies that are postmenopausal will still act like they have PMS. Having cycle irregularities for the ladies. Sleep problems. Skin problems like rashes and acne, eczema, psoriasis, canker sores. Perhaps the classic thing that I see when people walk in the door is the puffy, dark circles under the eyes, especially in children. A toxic child will almost always have that. And chronic sinus issues like post-nasal drip, chronic sinus congestion. Those are some of the symptoms that I see. And that's a start. And you won't necessarily have all of them, but you may have some of them.
And you talked about it can affect your fertility and ability to have children.
Infertility is definitely up there. And, you know, one of the first things we do in our fertility program is to detoxify both mom and dad. In fact, I am so passionate about teaching young ladies to go ahead and think about detoxing, maybe even before choosing to have a child or before marriage, doing a gentle detox for maybe 4 to 6 months prior to having that child. And I know that some of you newlyweds, you just want to have that baby right away, but it's a good idea for both of the parents to detox for a little bit prior to having a child, because you have a healthier pregnancy and definitely healthier children. Years ago, I had a lady that I worked with, and it was so, it was classic. She had two children, and they had significant issues. They had immune system issues, and they had they were both failure to thrive. That meant they didn't grow very well. And these were sickly, thin little babies that didn't do well. So she decided to really care for herself, and she went ahead and detoxed before her third pregnancy. She, you know, really attended to a lot of things about her health that she hadn't before. She was eating a great diet with those other pregnancies, but there were a lot of things that she wasn't taking care of. And so she went ahead and detoxed, and that third baby was robust and healthy and did amazingly well. And then on the fourth pregnancy, she and her husband didn't feel like they could afford to do anything more than what they were already doing. So she did not detox before her pregnancy. And the third child had heart malformation, failure to thrive, all kinds of issues, and was very, very sickly. Very, very sick child for the first 3 years in and out of the hospital. So the fifth child, they decided they couldn't afford not to detox beforehand. And the fifth child was just like the third, robust and healthy. And just looking at their family picture, still, all the kids are pretty much grown now. And you can tell the ones that had the health that came from healthy pregnancy and the ones that didn't. It's like they're from different families. It's stunning.
A lot of the items that you talked about that have these types of toxicities can be common to, what should I say, a household demeanor where you have habits of you buy this, you buy that. And in order to break that cycle, at least as far as inside your home, it would be to really look at what choices you're making as far as what you're bringing into the home. Like for myself, I really pay attention to my body, and I was using this coffee creamer and I liked it and it tasted good and I liked it. And my body's like, can we not do this? And I'm like, it's coffee creamer. What the hell? And my body's like, no, really, let's try something else. So I went to another store and found another creamer because I listened to my body and I listened to what it was telling me as far as what it wanted. And I don't notice any difference in the coffee I drink. It didn't, in other words, it didn't matter to my taste, but it mattered to my body. And I think what you're talking about here with how we live our life, I mean, certainly we go outside and we breathe the air and we drink the water as we go about our day outside of our home. But how we manage our household would certainly influence how much of this we're exposed to at home.
I'll tell you what, it's not just at home. I mean, at home, you want to look in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the bedroom, in the furniture, in the garage, but you also have your work environment, the office, traveling. And I want to introduce the concept of mental toxic thinking. Stress being part of the toxic load. And that actually is biochemically correct because when we get stressed, it actually causes a change in our biochemistry that blocks some of the last phases of detoxification. I haven't talked about that quite yet, but as our body goes through all the steps of being able to get rid of toxins, the last steps are blocked by stress. So the more stressed we are, the more toxic we get. We can't get rid of what we're holding on to. And then with work, sometimes people have required exposure. I was, when the TSA was still using radiation and they were x-raying people, those poor TSA officers were getting exposed to radiation from those x-ray machines all day long. And one time I was on a trip and my phone got confiscated. They wanted to test it to see if it tripped off some kind of alarm, and they checked to see if it had bomb material or something on it. They were checking my cell phone. And as I'm waiting, these TSA officers are now around me waiting for the test to come back. And I thought, oh, they need to know. And I started to talk to them about it. I said, do you know you're all getting exposed to the radiation from these machines? And they all kind of kicked the carpet and, you know, looked sad. And I said, what's up? And they said, well, we know we're getting exposed. We know it's dangerous, but we are not allowed to have a labor union. And we've been told either come to work or don't come to work. You can lose your job. So they knew that they were getting exposed. So required exposure is happening to a lot of people out there. And then our environment, air, soil, food, and water, all are getting exposed. And you said something very important before, and that is you listen to your body about that creamer. And Les, you're walking on a different plane than most people. And when someone is carrying a very heavy load, they have a hard time hearing their body. They have a hard time picking up on those signals. And when people detox, they become more aware of what their body needs. They get those signals more easily. And I think of that as one of the signs that I look for someone coming out of it. And I see it all the time. You know, you mentioned I take people to Southern California with me. Actually, we're going to be going at the end of May. And I take people there to do a detox. It's mostly liver detox. and it's a really fun place to go, and it's a great program. And people really benefit. By the end of the week, people that have never gotten signals from their body before are starting to get those signals, and I love it. I love watching that shift, that transformation, where people are hearing or feeling what their body needs. That's so important.
Right. Well, you know, the reason I'm on the planet is to talk about karma and how karma loads up in your subconscious. And just like you said, when you have a lot of unresolved crap in your subconscious, and this is mental and emotional energy, it literally pinches off the life force energy that goes to every cell. So in other words,
yes,
you become much more prone to environmental circumstances. Now, I'm probably mm-hmm. going to break the rule here and say that my soul also put me in front of really big-ass television transmitters. And I've spent 30 years on mountaintops where a million watts of RF energy is made and broadcast 24/7 so people can watch TV. And there's a ton of people out there that are like, oh my God, RF is the kiss of death. RF is the end of all time. And they're sincerely afraid of RF. And what I want to say is, damn right, RF will cook your ass. What do you think happens when you put your dinner in the microwave? But don't think for a second, do not think for a second that RF has your ass, because there's RF coming from the sun. You go out in the sun for a couple of hours and your skin will change color. RF is a natural part of life on this planet since the beginning of time. And if mm-hmm. you create a mental image in your mind that all RF is killing your body, guess what's going to happen? It's going to kill your body because you told it to.
Mm-hmm.
So when, yes, certainly let's be cognitive of the RF that we put out, and let's do tests to see if certain frequencies are more prone to influencing the body than others. But we're not going to remove RF from the environment ever, because it's a natural phenomenon. So I suggest that when we talk about all these things, yes, be smart about it. Yes, take proactive steps. Yes, listen to your body. Yes, do these things that we're talking about. But don't think for a second that there's anything in the environment that is stronger than your own will. And I just don't want to paint things like, well, we're in this cataclysmic catastrophe. Yes, certainly we're in a cesspool of a lot of stuff going on. And yes, we need to be cognitive. And yes, we need to pay attention to our food, our environment, our water. But don't mm-hmm. think for a second that anything on this planet is more power than has more power than. Who we are as divine beings. And I just want to keep that context in check here. I really like what we're talking about here, and it certainly has to be said. But we have a choice in our attitude towards it. And if our yeah. attitude is, oh my God, I'm in great peril because my mind has told me that I have no chance in hell, then guess what? You'll have no chance in hell, and you'll manifest whatever the hell your words are. So, okay, mm-hmm. I'll be calm now. I'll calm down. Inhale,
but,
exhale.
we'll manifest what we think. What we
yeah.
think is what will manifest, and we are at the same time living in a biochemical system. And there's
yes.
so much that we can do to make that system, make that body an amazing place to live.
Yes.
So clearing out, cleaning up the body is not that hard to do. There's simple habits that can happen at home that are so easy to do. In fact, that's why I take people on the retreat. It is because on that retreat, we learn all the natural ways of being able to cleanse the body and stimulate different detox machinery in the body. It's like we have lots of little machines, and those machines know how to detox. They've been working forever. They've been developed because all the food that we've ever eaten always has components in it that you need to get rid of. Not all the food is good for you. There's components in there that are not good. And so the body recognizes those and processes them through these little machines. And those biochemical detox machines, just like any machine, is going to, you know, your car needs gas and oil. The detox machines need nutrients. And so we have to eat and gain nutrition to be able to run those machines. So as long as everybody's getting all the nutrients that they need, the detox machines are running really well, except we can take in more chemical than what we can process. That's the problem with the endocrine disruptors, because we're producing hormones, all of us, all the time. We're producing these hormones, and then if you get exposed to something that looks like a hormone, the poor little machines that have to break down hormones and churn them out are now overworked. And that means you need more gas, more oil, more of the specific nutrients to run those pathways so that you can keep the body clean. If you don't, then some of the chemicals or hormones or both will build up in the system, and it makes it hard to think, hard to function, hard to interact in a way that you want to allow that love to flow. So it can kind of get in the way. And yet, your heart can be very strong. I've run into people that are very toxic, and yet they're doing beautiful work in the world. They're very loving. They're calm, but their bodies are suffering somewhat. So we can help them do the biochemical piece, and they're relieved as a result. There's great relief. Their work is easier, or they're not having symptoms. But the symptoms don't keep us from being the embodiment of love.
Beautiful. I like that. Now, in the title, we're talking about three secrets to detox the body and balance our hormones. Now, we might have already been talking about this, but let's put them in context. When you talk about these, when we talk about these three secrets, can you outline them for us?
Sure. So first thing that everyone already knows to do, but we tend to block this out, and that is take the steps that you need to decrease your exposure. Okay, see where you're getting exposed. And if you're not quite sure, you might want to talk to someone that knows a little bit more or that would ask you questions about your environment, how you live, how you work, and make conscious shifts that will allow you to have a little bit less exposure. Maybe not, you don't have to take care of everything. It's not necessary. You just have to decrease the load a little bit. But that's step number one. And the next step is to, you've chosen things that you can do. And so you've made a commitment to make changes. Now you want to implement. Like, what is needed? What have you gotten exposed to? Let's go ahead and learn a little bit more about it and make shifts in your thinking. So sometimes our thinking gets in the way. Oh, God, it's such a big problem. I'm just going to look the other way, and I like this creamer that I'm using. Or I want to keep on, eating corn-fed, GMO meat or whatever. I want to make it's like, don't take this away from me. So that's kind of like bringing the sheep's wool over the eyes. You want to raise consciousness. And that's step number two, is raising consciousness about each thing. And what happens is the changes become really easy when you put attention towards the direction you want to go in, rather than putting attention on the things that were doing you harm. So for me, I found that my life really changed quite a bit when I took processed grain out of my diet. It was a huge change and really opened me up in a very energetically. My digestion was working better. Everything started working better, and my detox mechanisms were working better. My colon, liver, pancreas all started to work better. skin responded positively. It was like, wow, all these detox organs that I have became happier. And I could see from my blood chemistry, and this is what I do for a living, I read blood chemistry, I could see that a lot of changes happened just with that one change. Wow, that's amazing. So changing our thinking is step number two, and that can be tricky and might be something that you would want to work with someone and, like, have a team member that can guide you if you don't want to take it on yourself, because shifting consciousness, our ego mind can get in the way of making choices that are good for us, or you may be led to believe that it's harder than it really is. And then step three is actually a detoxification, a true active detox, where and there's many different types of detoxes. There's many types of There's many types of processes that can be done. You know, how to do it. You could do fasting, chelation therapy, colon cleansing, liver or gallbladder flushing, juicing, mineral therapies, de-stressing, mental detoxification, right? There's saunas, baths, sweats. It goes on and on. There's so many different techniques, and they all have a certain effect. I come from the biochemistry point of view, and it's an easy way to go about and give your body the chance to detox. Identify some goals and maybe getting rid of certain symptoms. And I like to focus, if the liver is very healthy, I like to use the liver. Now, if somebody has a liver that's not too happy, then we can use some of the other detox organs. So we can get very specific as to how to care for that person's body and individualize their program and give choices that a person can choose from to make a program that's going to work for them at home, something that's easy. My job is to say, okay, I see these are the problems, and here's a list of ways that you could take care of it. And a person might say, well, I'm not going to do that first one. There's no way. But I'll do B and C on the list. That would work for me. So now we have a program that actually will happen, and it will work. So that's the actual detoxification. And liver detox is cool. Especially for those of us that are needing to either gain weight or lose weight. Because when the body gets very toxic, can you imagine a person that has a lot of toxins in their body? And let's say they look like BBs, and you have a body that's full of BBs, or let's say they're half full, and they have a lot of extra weight, or they might have a tire around the middle. That extra fat is carrying the toxins. And if you start to drop, that toxin gets released into the bloodstream, and it makes people feel awful. And how many people go on a diet, they're like, gung-ho, I'm going to do this. And they drop weight, and they start feeling awful. And it's like, oh, I can't do this. And the body's natural response to that extra amount of toxin in the bloodstream and the stress from that, the stress causes more cortisol to come into the system. The person's actually in a stress response. And the only way they can naturally take care of it is to eat food to get cravings, and they'll eat more food, gain weight, they have rebound weight gain, and the reason the body does that is to have some place to put those toxins, because they're doing damage. They're damaging the tissue. So what you do instead is do gentle detox and then start a bit of a diet. As you pull the chemicals out of the body doesn't have that awful feeling, and it drops the weight easily and it stays off. Now you have a cleaner and a leaner body.
Well,
and
very
that
nice.
Works. Yeah, it's awesome. And you want to see people's minds clear up. The mind gets clearer. They're happier. I watch people when they detox. By the time we do our program, like in California, or if we do a detox just one-on-one, I work with people all around the world by Skype or telephone, and we put together a program, and they come back and they say, I am happier. I feel like a cloud has come off of my eyes, and I can see the world again. Colors are brighter. I feel like I'm in love with my spouse again. These are the words that I get to hear. And so you can imagine, Les, I love my work.
Well, very well. You know, as you're talking about this, because certainly the ego can say, "Well, you know, screw that. One, two, and three suck. I'm not doing that." There's this point where self-love comes into place. You know, it's like, I mean, how long are you going to sit there and bullhead yourself into, you know, a lethargic series of choices? And mm-hmm. and what I like is, like you were just sharing, that once people see the effects of it and they feel it and they feel more vitalized in their everyday life, you see it on their mm-hmm. face when they come in. And self-love says, well, I want to feel like that all the time. And so at some point, one, two, and three aren't the terrible evil. There might be something there for me if I just try it once and start to be more disciplined with ourselves as far as cleaning up our act, so to speak, so we can mm-hmm. enjoy life more.
Just a couple of days ago, I was Skyping with a family in Norway, and they were dealing with three teenagers that were really acting out behavioral problems, these sorts of things. So the whole family, they were actually considering coming into California, but they decided to do our pre-program, you know, just a light detox.
Uh-huh.
And when I got on the Skype with them, the kids' faces, first of all, they wanted to be there. They wanted to come to the meeting, which is new. And they were hugging each other and their mom, and they were gathering together and happy and joking with each other. And she said, look at them. You've changed my kids. You know, it's like she's so excited. And because the kids no longer have – I mean, that's the perfect example of when you pull endocrine disruptors out of a teenager, especially teens going through puberty, their bodies can function better. They feel better, and it's that elation and happiness that I love to see happen. And, you know, actually, if anyone wants to know a little bit more about detoxification, I have a website called drsandyb.com. Doctor, it's like Dr. Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y-B, the letter B, .com. And you can go on there, and I did a detoxification webinar, and you can learn more about it there, and you learn more about, you know, how it actually works. And I just want to encourage everyone to consider that as a possibility. And there's so many ways that you can do this at home that are easy and can be. What I'm hoping for is that people take on practices at home, teach their children, because and perhaps there'll be a trickle effect into their communities as well.
Sure.
The world is so far not continuing to get more toxic. There are toxins out there. And if we have practices in place in our life that helps us to push these things out of our bodies, our quality of life raises up so much better, and we have a completely different experience. You know, time is not on our side. We're here only as long as we're here. And, you know, perhaps we go on to a different incarnation. It depends on, you know, how you carry that. But it would be nice to have this moment right now be in an enthusiastic expression of love. Les, you mentioned before self-love, and this is something that is another passion of mine. Being able to practice self-love is like practicing self-discipline. You know, you do the things like drink good water, eat good foods, perhaps exercise, you know, movement is important. And we think of these things as, you know, we have self-discipline. So each act of self-discipline becomes an act of self-love. And I work with a lot of women that pour themselves out to their families, to their spouses, to their communities, and they're empty. They are burnt out. And, you know, throw some toxicity on top of that, they're just, you know, kind
right.
of a wet mess.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And as these individuals start to pick up on what it looks like to practice self-love, to care for oneself and one's body, mind, and spirit. It's like I liken it to them filling up their cup. Their cup was empty. But as they fill up their cup, it'll get full, and it'll spill out, and their cup will runneth over, and they'll care for those around them without even thinking about it. The love will pour out, and it will be the service that they wanted to give, but they couldn't do with that empty cup.
Nice. I like that. Well, you know, you can. It's pretty easy to visualize if your body and has loaded up with toxins and it's draining your energy, and you come home from work at the end of the day, and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday you're wiped out when you come home. Thursday, Friday, you finally hit the weekend, and maybe late Saturday afternoon you get to the point where you feel like doing something. In other words, you're dragging ass. And mm-hmm. And then flip that over and think that you have this vitality. And it's a very natural thing to have a very vital energy filled persona. That's where passion can find a home. And you can be in the same job, you can be in the same situation, but you change through self-love, making choices where you are actually energized because you're mm-hmm. genuinely excited about your life, that when you come home from work on Monday, you go to your Zumba class, or maybe you're learning a musical instrument on Tuesday, and then Wednesday you're in other words, you're engaged in things that allow you a platform to create and express your passion. Mm-hmm. That's a 180 from dragging ass. And yeah, and like you said, when you're vibrant and you're juiced up because you're genuinely excited about life, you're electric. You're certainly electric to people who are dragging ass. And mm-hmm. so I really like how you put that. You can just by being you, you can bring vitality to those around you.
Yes, that's exactly true. And that practice of self-love, that shift of how you're thinking, that's part of step two. That's a big step. It's a shift of consciousness. That is allowing yourself to step forward into that. I mean, yes, we can avoid things that we know that are bad for us. That's one thing, and that's kind of on the surface. That's step one. Step two to detoxification is to make that internal shift as best you can in that moment, because this is a cyclical thing. You go through the steps in layers. And every time as you detox and then come back around, that shift of consciousness is so much easier. And
right.
That's why every year I go for my tune-up, my spring cleaning. And for years and years I did that without anyone with me. It was my alone time. And I had a client that begged me to come with. Oh, please, oh, please. And I was like, you know, it's kind of my alone time. It's, you know, I would go do my detox, and we go to a facility and stay there for a week, and then I would go there, and then I'd spend another 3 days maybe on the beach in Encinitas writing poetry and writing my affirmations for the year, just getting my head on straight for the year. And
nice.
This is my ritual. So to bring other people with me was a leap. But once I did that and I saw what was happening, that it was affecting not only that individual but their family and their community, I was like, wow, this is big. This has to happen. And, you know, we have the trip coming up. There's only a limited number of I only take a small group, but we're about to open it up to the community. So there's an opportunity if somebody wants to come along. If you feel like you're ready, if you feel like this is something that is definitely for you, then don't hesitate to, you can contact the office. Our email address is wish2 at Wish for Life. The numbers are numbers, so WISH, the number 2, at WISH, the number 4, life.com. Or you can phone the office at 520-743-0575. And if you have any questions, because for some people, this kind of program is not appropriate. So if you would want to find out if it's appropriate for you or what your first step would be, I have set aside some free 15-minute consults for your listeners, Les. And so if anyone has questions as to whether this would be right for them, go ahead and contact me, and I'll be happy to take care of you, and you'll speak with me personally. And if you have any questions or would like to learn a little bit more about how you, in, as an individual, are best to start out, I'd be happy to help you.
So then, I mean, I love that you just laid out your email and how our listeners can connect with you. So do you do one-on-one consultations, or do you have programs that expand time? So like I want to work with you for 6 months, or just kind of lay out the different models of how our listeners can engage what you offer over time.
Well, yes and yes. Some people work with me with one-on-one consults, either by phone or by Skype. Usually there's blood chemistry. It starts off with blood chemistry that's already been done or that you have done. And it's basic blood chemistry, the kind that you do for a physical. And then the analysis that you'll get from that will be far beyond anything that you've probably received from a physician. And there's a lot of just really interesting information that's embedded in that, and it will give me a great idea as to how to assist you with your health goals. And then we also work with people in groups. And like I said, you know, we have the trips on occasion. I also have online web-based education programs, and we do a lot of free webinars as well. So there's many different websites that we have for women's health programs, for the detoxification, for many different aspects that people are dealing with in order to balance their blood chemistry, basically, to balance the chemistry of the body. That's what it comes down to. And really, the end goal is to be able to feel elation and to free up our spirit, to be able to have that great quality of life so that when we get to our deathbed, we say, yes, that was awesome.
Right.
That's the you know, end goal is an awesome, wonderful life. And that's what I'm about. I love it when people are able to achieve their goals and live a happy life.
Well, the compassion of your heart that you have for humanity is quite evident in this platform that you've created to help people bring more vitality to their life. And the passion in which you express that compassion with is also quite evident. You're walking your talk, you know the value of what you have to offer, and you embody it. And so, I mean, kudos. I really like what you're about and what you've created for humanity.
Yep. Thank you, Les. I really love what I do. Years ago, I came very close to dying. I was told I had less than a year to live. And through blood chemistry balancing, I stayed on the earth. It's a longer story, but that's the short story. And all kinds of health issues went away spontaneously. I had the disease that I was diagnosed with that was supposedly going to kill me disappeared. And many other issues went away. My asthma and allergies went away. Infertility of 15 years went away, and I had a child. Big surprise for everyone concerned. I dropped 65 pounds without thinking about it. And what happened was I fell by accident onto how to detox my body. And so I'm an example of what can happen to others. And so now I'm on this earth in order to do this work and to help people lessen or end their suffering. So that's, you know, that's what I do. It's my pleasure and my passion. And, yeah, I'm here for people that are aligned in this way, that want to have that level of health and well-being.
Well, it's quite evident with the passion that you exude so well. Well, you know, an hour goes by pretty fast. I want to thank you for being on our show tonight, Dr. Sandy. It's been quite a spot on conversation. I've really enjoyed our dialogue.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Les.
We've been talking with Dr. Sandra Bevacqua about detoxifying your body and balancing your hormones. I mean, she just shared with you all kinds of ailments she had personally experienced. And through what she's shared with us tonight, she's literally been able to take care of infertility issues and allergies and whatnot. You know, life's too short to not pay attention, if you will. And I really encourage you to reach out to Dr. Sandy and take care of yourself. You know, the storyline we're going through collectively with humanity right now there's so much turmoil going on. And it's so easy for people to drop into story and drop into kind of a mental dogma. And especially if you're not feeling well and you're kind of under the weather all the time, what humanity is really searching for is people who are centered and grounded in who they are, who feel good about their life, who feel good about their own life purpose, and they're fulfilling it. I mean, Dr. Sandy's passion is quite evident, and humanity's going to find its way. It's the human consciousness is exponential, and we've kind of gone past the teeter point, if you will, but there's still a lot of wet cleanup in aisle five as far as this karmic quagmire we're all coming out of. So you have a purpose. I have a purpose. Dr. Sandy shared her purpose. You know, when you show up for that in a passionate way, you feel good. Life is intended to be enjoyed today. It's not a journey where the reward is at the end. In fact, the more you align with your life purpose and get intentional about it every day, your soul will actually expand the vision of your life. And where you go in your life expands as well. Human consciousness, especially this thing called love, the more attention you give love, the more love expands in your own consciousness. Love will kick your ass in such a cool way if you learn how to spend it without reason or condition. To learn how to live in love is a very powerful and courageous thing to do for yourself. And if you do that over time, I think your ego might fall in love with yourself and fall in love with love, which is exactly what the planet needs. You know, our egos really need to be shown how wonderful it can feel to honor our own life purpose. When your soul shows your ego a big vision, it can be intimidated by it, and the ego can keep it at arm's length and not fully engage it. But if you teach your ego how cool your life can be, if you trust your heart and your soul, then life gets really cool. Well, we're pretty much out of time. I'm your host, Les Jensen. Thanks for joining us tonight. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living Radio broadcast to bring your soul's inspiration into effect and live your life wide open. Check out our host, Les Jensen's latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.